Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Even years after Donald Sterling's interview and that song's creation, there are times that we play that and Rico will look at me and still bust out laughing. Because it can't be real, but it is. That was an actual real interview.
And David, you never got past the whole
NC State's football helmets. Please, you never do saw not conflate them.
You never saw that miniseries either, right?
Oh yes, I did on Hulu. Did? Yeah, or FX.
Ed O'Neill was great as Sterling. Like the other ones were miscast.
I just couldn't get past Fishburne.
Ed O'Neill though was like he
did a great job.
Like, he's gonna get an Emmy for this one.
So let me offer you something. David played that because Donald Sterling was a villain. I mean, he was a villainous character in the world of sports, and it cost him his team, and it, you know, great shame, etc. Why is that relevant on June 11th at 3 in the afternoon? Because something, Rico had a bit of an awakening Monday, because he was all high and mighty, because he once again bet on Sovereignty, who won the Kentucky Derby and won the Belmont, and he's a fabulous horse. But I said, you know, Rico, you do realize when you bet on that horse who you're rooting for, right? And he goes, no. Probably some guy who looks like Colonel Sanders. I said, well, that's not how the sport works. Those are the old days. I had kind of given Rico some religion. I sent him a few articles. I get very upset when the person who owns that horse has success because I think that person is one of the biggest villains in all of sports. And it kind of gave us a topic. And yeah. I sent Rico a long form. I mean, Kenny, you look interested, but I know there's too many words in the article for you to read. So it's not. Kenny, you're not reading a 4,000 word article. I know you. You didn't read 4,000 words your junior year in college. So just no. My point is, I sent Rico the piece on Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. And you go, oh, that's a mouthful. He's the leader of Dubai. He's also the guy who owns Godolphin Racing, who is one of the heaviest hitters globally in horse racing. He is also someone who multiple times on American television, Mike Tirico has had to do a PSA of, also there's a ruling in Britain, may have kidnapped his own daughter.
Right.
Zers, daughters.
Okay. But before you finish, this is what I thought. When you told me.
You thought it was Wedding Crashers with the airline miles.
No, yeah, right. I thought it was just a couple arguing over who gets custody of their four-year-old. No. So, you know what? I think I'm a better father than you are a mother.
No.
So it wasn't really kidnapping. It's just I'm keeping the daughter away from the mother. I'm thinking, okay, it's a little kid. I get it. Kid's probably off playing with the ponies and thinks life is great. No, Mike sends me this article and it started off, I'm looking at it in the kitchen and then I had to pull up a chair It's a lot. Then I had to turn off the TV, and then I'm sitting there like, oh, dear God, what have I done?
Yeah. Well, and again,
David, there's going to be a donation to Greater Life. I got to clean the money.
You don't.
I have to, because this man.
You shouldn't be allowed to run his horses here. The point I'm making is he's kidnapped two daughters 20 years apart. One hasn't been seen since her abduction 20 years ago. And I'm not going to spread what the word on the street is, but I think it's true. The other daughter tried to escape, recorded a video saying how badly she wanted to escape, was intercepted as she was trying to escape on a yacht. She wanted to come to America. She has not been seen since.
When you have to hug the person that you're escaping with because you never think you're going to see that person again, that got me right there. I was just like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. They heard the choppers. It was a chopper flying by. They heard footsteps running down the stairs, and they looked at each other, David, and gave each other a hug as if we're never going to see each other again.
Well, and here's the thing, and I'll land the plane. That way we can get to the topic. Like, the one daughter, Latifa, well, she's been photographed since, but no one can talk to her. But her representatives swear, oh, no, she can go wherever she wants. Really? Look, the bottom line is, I think this guy's one of the biggest villains in sports. I kind of think kidnapping your own daughters is frowned upon. But it brought up a topic. I said, okay, look, horse racing is not in the mainstream. It's niche.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
If this guy is not the biggest villain in sports, who is? And that started a real conversation in the bullpen area with us and Evan. And look, I'm not saying that a villain has to have human rights violations. This can be someone you simply don't like. It could be someone you don't like the way that they play. It could be someone you don't like something they've said. Or it could go all the way to the Donald Sterling, Sheikh Maktoum realm. I leave that to you guys. But seeing Rico's face after I sent him what I sent him, it totally changed how happy he was about winning his bet on the Belmont Stakes, which was hilarious to me. You don't need to feel bad.
I do.
No, because you're not the head of the New York State Racing Association or the Kentucky Horsemen.
How is he allowed to do anything?
Well, the whole part about being the ruler of Dubai, there's a lot of money in
here.
That. Like I said, there's a lot of money in that. Listen, that's my villain, but I don't expect it to be yours or Kenny's or David's or you guys working your ass off on a Wednesday. But all I want to do is a game of top this. There's my villain. The guy who runs one of the most successful stables on the globe, runs his horses globally. A British high court has absolutely found him to be responsible for the abduction of his daughters and outright disappearing them. So, yeah, that's my villain, okay? Who's yours? So
you come right out the gate with the love child. Like, this is like the Michael Jordan, Shohei Ohtani, Magic Johnson type of Tom Brady. Like, who's going to top this man? We'll try.
You can, and that's why I said you don't have to have, like, this isn't a nightclub where it's like, oh, you don't have human rights violations? Can't let you in. No, it could be you don't like someone's face.
Gotcha.
Like, who is your biggest villain in sports? 248-539-9797. Yes, Ken.
I was going to say Brad Marchand because he licks people, but no human rights violations, so maybe I'm out
so,
of
you know, but Kenny, Marchand is a perfect selection.
Let's set him aside. Let's set the shake
aside. Put
that aside,
one over there.
Okay, yeah. No, he wins. Okay,
right.
You win
King
the award.
Villain, congratulations. Here's your title.
We don't need to wait 4 years. You go straight to the Hall of Fame of Despicable People. You're there.
Right. I was between two. I was between Marchand because of the way he plays, the way he acts on the ice, and all of his antics. But I was also thinking about Roger Goodell, and the reason why I thought about Roger Goodell is because he actually does it too good. Everybody boos him. He takes all the arrows for GMs. He's the perfect villain. And you know what? I'm not even mad at him anymore. I don't really care. He does. That's his job description, is to be that villain. And he does it well. So I'm between that or Brad Marchand, but I'm
taking
Brad
Marchand. Marchand, because I was going to go with Goodell.
All right.
So because Goodell is he is the ultimate. And the fact that I'm going to lay down a penalty, you can appeal it if you want. Great. Who do I get to talk to? Hold on. Spins chair around. It's me. You get to appeal it to me. You just suspended me. I know. But that's the rules. So deal with it, or you could cry, and I'm still going to give you with the same penalty. He runs the NFL with an iron fist, and he just pushes the agenda. It's never enough with him. And I think that that's going to be the downfall. We've talked about it, where now you got games where it's a game every day of the week during the holiday. It's Christmas. It's the day after Thanksgiving. It's all of this different stuff that really nobody asked for. And oh, by the way, let me sprinkle in some more international games. I'm going to go with Goodell.
Mr. Hatchet, man, your biggest villain in sports.
Not because he's my quarterback, but because he's just Aaron Rodgers. I mean, for the last few years, I just sit there thinking that he's going to say something in an interview, waiting for him to say something in an interview, and he just says nothing. He beats around the bush. I'm immunized. All this other stuff. And it's like, dude.
David.
Yes, come on.
Rodgers is a good one, guys.
I can agree with you, David, because the fact that we have to parse through his words. He's got a wedding ring on, but does that mean you're married? Like most people, right? You'll be like, "Hey, Kenny, you got a wedding ring. Hey, congratulations." With him, it's, well, okay. The follow-up question: are you actually married? Then, did you consummate? Like, you have to go down so many steps because he just won't give you the truth. I like that one, David.
248-539-9797. And again, it can just be somebody who beats your team. It could be somebody you don't like their face. It could be someone. You do not have to be a criminal. You do not have to be a bad human. You do not have to have made one of your daughters disappear in the year 2000. That is not the bar. But it was just funny because I said to Rico, I go, you do realize who owns that horse, right?
But yeah, once again, I thought this was just a bad custody battle.
I'm aware.
Between two parents. I was like,
you keep the airline miles.
Right.
No.
You shut your mouth when I'm talking to you.
Go comatose.
There you go.
All right. So, who's the biggest villain? And it could be much more lighthearted.
Yeah. Everything will be much more.
I know. 248-539-9797. Let's have a little, let's have a little fun. But, I mean, nothing's going to top mine. And if you want, I can make a selection in mainstream sports if you like. I can. The Aaron Rodgers thing is not a terrible one, David. By the way, congrats to you. It's got to feel great.
No, it doesn't.
Have number 8 behind center. Hey, how about that wedding ring? That was a nice touch.
He just wants more attention. Shows up for the first time. Look, guys, look what I have on.
But like, is he married? That's the question.
Like, every photo of him at practice has the ring in it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.